Ghost man horror host here. Dead men's die. The only sound came from the heath as the flames danced between the logs, wreathing embers into the air. It cast its glow into the boys as they sat quietly in appreciation. Their voices grew disfigured, shadows changing with each flicker. Simon opened his hand to show the dice. "This game is called Dead Men's Dice," he said. "Playing it goes with a risk. If you choose, you have to win a fortune, or you will die. The other thing is, if we start the game, we all must finish it. If we don't, then we will all lose our lives." He studied each boy's expression, waiting to see if any of them would crack. He wanted to scare them. On the last night of their summer holiday, he had heard his drunken father tell stories about this game and how he lost his best friend to the dead man's die. It was one of the few intelligible conversations he had with his father-in-law between beatings. "Kristen, are you willing to put your fate in the hands of the dice?" said Simon. "Yep." Christian was Simon's best friend. They could jump off a building for each other, and Simon had little support at home. Christian was very much needed stability in his life. He encouraged Simon in his harebrained ideas and gleefully accepted the fallout. "Mark, are you into Mark?" said Simon. "I don't know. Sounds a bit stupid," said Mark.
"Come on, you pussy,"
said Keith as he punched Mark in the arm. "Fuck you, Keith," said Mark. "Stop it, both of you. This is a serious if you can't make decisions lightly. You can't make decisions lightly." Simon hoped that added drama would let one of them to break. He could sense the fear level rising. Mark was slighter build and very susceptible to peer pressure. He was the youngest of three brothers, monocled by his mother, which didn't endear him to his siblings. He wanted to please everyone all the time, unsure of his place in the world.
"Okay, I'll play," Mark said.
"Keith, are you playing?" said Simon.
"Fuck yeah."
Keith was the lout of the group. He bravado and everything was inspired by his ignorance. Simon would just have easy just selected a game with involving piercing their testicles, and Keith would be there with his nail gun trying to prove his mettle. "That leaves you, Pete. Do you agree to play?" Pete looked at each of them in turn. They stared back, unsure which way he would go. If Mark was doubtful, then Simon was expecting Peter to balk. Peter was the youngest. He was innocent a lot. He was only one brought up in a stable family, reasonably wealthy too. His federation to his rowdy crew was his way of rebelling against his parents. Just as long as he was home by his 9 p.m. curfew.
"Oh, man,"
Pete said. His voice shook with fear. Simon surprised and secretly impressed. Everyone standing in a circle. They all moved in position, the floorboards creaked with every step, and the added groans from the weary abandoned warehouse helped Simon to set the mood. It was working better than he had hoped. The boys' faces were starting to tell the truth. Their nerves were beginning to show. Simon pulled out a stick of chalk from his rucksack and the same rucksack he'd thrown the floor when he first arrived. He drew a circle on the floor around the boys. He had drawn a pentagram, making sure each boy was stood on the point of the star. "Now sit down inside the circle, stay on your bit of the pentagram, and do not break the circle until the game is over," said Simon. They all did as he commanded. He had placed a die in the middle of the pentagram and held it to the others. "We start the game by repeating three times the words. Seal my fate with a dead man's die. For those who die, will roll itself. Whatever number it rolls is the person it's chosen. I'm holding the other die. I'm number one. Christian, you're number two. Mark three. Key four. Peter five. If it rolls six and we are spared, the game is over. So we pause, waiting for action, but it all remains silent. What are these words? A chosen one that rolls at this die. I have my hands. If it's an odd number, that means you will die. If it's an even number, it means fortune. If you do get an odd number, you'll die in the middle of the roll by itself again. It'll be a number of hours left until your death. Simon sat back and watched his friends. He was making it up as he went along. His father always told him of rolling an odd number. Simon's imagination came up with the rest. He was expecting one of them to break ranks at any moment, but they all stayed put. All three, we say. Still may fate the dead man's die. Three times, okay. They all nodded. One, two, three. He repeated the phrase in uniform and stared at the death die in the middle of the pentagram. Everyone held their breath, even Simon. The flames roared, causing them to look in the fireplace. Look at the fireplaces behind Simon. As he turned his head, his eyes widened, his breathing stopped when he heard the die rolling along the floorboards. It all right then to see the number five had been rolled. Keith, that was you, said Simon. Keith shook his head. Your father had deserted him. Everyone shook their head. Pete gave out a whimper. Pete, you're number five, rolled the die. Simon opened his palm and offered the die to Pete. Pete hesitated, staring at the sweat-soaked die. He picked it up, exposing the imprint in Simon's palm. Everyone cupped the die in his hands. Pete began to cup the die in his hands and began to shake them. He closed his eyes. It was as if he was saying a prayer and threw the die into the middle of the pentagram. Thuck, said Christian. It's odd, said Mark. Am I going to die? I don't want to die, said Pete. He started to cry. Simon began to feel bad. He wanted to scare them all, but did not want them to cry. Before he could say anything, the other die rolled itself across the floor. There was no question of someone playing a trick. It moved itself. Fucking hell, screamed Keith. He got to his feet. He was about to set out of separate circle. Just remembered, but the game needed to be over. Are we all done? Is the game over? Yes, the die has rolled, said Simon. Keith grabbed his coat and ran out of the room. Simon, Mark followed. Simon, I've got to go. I'll speak to you tomorrow, said Christian. He gave Pete a look to pity and ran off. I've got 2 hours to live, said Pete. It's all bollocks, Pete. I mean, yeah, don't worry, I was joking. Simon's trying to convince himself more than Pete but he wasn't doing a good job. Come on, I'll walk you home. You'll be okay. They collected their things and went home. They never spoke on the way to Pete's house. Simon watched him from the pavement as he opened his front door. He gave Simon a despairing look before he went in and closed it behind him. Simon felt a moment of paralysis. He considered his stupid makeup game may have sent his friend to his death. He ran along home crying. Simon's father was drunk, lying in the living room, crouched when Simon burst through the door. What the fuck wrong with you, boy? His father managed to cobble together. He hadn't drunk enough to be harmless. He was in an abusive phase. You've been getting in trouble. Oh, shit, I'm talking to you. Simon wanted to get away from him as soon as he could, but he wanted to know more about dead men die. Dead? Is dead men's die real? Said Simon. What have you done? Is it real? Simon's felt seemed to have his father for a brief second. Simon seemed to sober his father for a brief second. Of course it is. You haven't played it. Simon nodded. You stupid little shit. You wasn't chosen. No, it was Pete. You got what odds did he get? Did he get odds? Didn't he? Yes. What have you done? You've killed him. I didn't think it was real. His father got to his feet. He looked around 6 foot tall, skinny, and kind of skinny. That's something like he's eating away at something nasty. He looked towards Simon and started to slur a rhyme. Dead man's die is a game of five, a game to see who will survive. Sit in the pinnacle to start the game. Wait for the die to call your name. The keeper is the one, the last in line. The last of the numbers to define. Get a six for the keeper to choose. Which of the five faces life has to lose. The chosen fate is a roll away. If you've got an hour, it's too late to pray. You better hope the next hurdle is high, cause that's Dead man's die is a game of five, a game to see who will survive. Sit in the pinnacle, start the game. Wait for the die to call your name. The keeper is the one that lies, that's last in line, last of the numbers to define. Get a six for the keeper to choose, which of the five lies has to lose. Chosen face. There's a roll away. If you get an odd, you're too late to pray. You better hope, and the next row is high, cause that's the end to the dead man die. Pass the deadline, and don't you hear that die will be chaos to those. Die will take someone near. Simon backed away as his father approached. He didn't remember hearing the rhyme before he put it, but he had some similarity. I used to sing it to you when you was in the cradle. You weren't awake till then, my back chat. No back chat, none of your lip. He hadn't made the game up. As he proceeded the words, they hit Simon like a battering ram. He stumbled backwards and fell over an empty bottle of beer. His father, assuming, he started throwing full and empty bottles around the room. Simon got to his feet and ran up the stairs to get out of harm's way. His father lunged for him, clipping his heels. Simon fell on the stairs, throwing his rucksack in front of him. Come here, boy, you need to learn a lesson. His father started to undo his belt. Simon got back to his feet and ran to the final steps, kicking his bag. So he passed. His father prowled up the stairs with his eyes demented fixed on Simon. Simon looked at his watch. The deadline was due. He realized he was the last in line. He was the last to be defined. He was the number five, not feet. He watched the dice fall from his rucksack into the stairs. His father wasn't expecting it. He slipped backwards, head first, bouncing down each step until his head wedged into the corner with an almighty snap. It was the one last. It was 1 minute past the deadline. Simon could hear his father's voice sing, pass the deadline, don't hear, a die will choose to take someone near.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.